You're listening to Get Abstract, the world's biggest collection of summaries.
This is a summary of Automation, AI, and Work, an article by Laura D. Tyson and John Seisman. How will AI affect society? Professors Laura D. Tyson and John Seisman see AI technologies playing an enormous role in the ongoing automation of work. In this detailed paper, the authors look at the effects of automation in the workplace over the last three decades to gain insight into what the future holds. The picture looks grim. Automation has reduced the share of good jobs for all but the most skilled workers. However, the authors argue that this tech is, ultimately, what people make of it. The right policies can make all jobs good jobs and share the productivity gains of AI more equitably. Here's the first takeaway. AI is turbocharging the automation of routine jobs. Over the last 30 years, automation has replaced humans in many low-skill and medium-skill jobs. AI continues and amplifies the trend of automating tasks that humans used to do. Paired with robots, AI optimizes already automated tasks. It also extends the reach of automation to cognitive tasks. Current AI is task-specific. It can replace humans in low-demand, routine physical and cognitive tasks. AI cannot currently replace humans in tasks that require real-world knowledge, reasoning, judgment, or social interaction. Now for the second takeaway. AI will continue existing automation trends, generating more jobs but fewer good jobs. Because AI extends the scope of automation, it will likely continue the trends of the last 30 years, especially in the manufacturing and services fields, which represent 90% of employment. First, automation has polarized labor. Middle-skilled jobs are disappearing, replaced by high-skilled jobs and some low-skilled jobs. Second, polarization has contributed to a wage gap. High-skill employees have seen their wages increase. Middle-skilled workers, now less in demand and only able to find low-skilled jobs, have seen their wages stagnate. Third, wage growth no longer tracks productivity growth. Productivity has grown more than wage growth over the last three decades, which shouldn't happen in a competitive job market. And the fourth trend is, workers' share of national income has declined. Over the same period, owners' share has increased by an equivalent amount. Advanced economies are experiencing a drop in labor supply, which will likely feed into the trend of polarization, causing wage increases for jobs that AI cannot replace, while further driving the use of AI for routine tasks. AI will also affect labor by empowering digital transaction platforms like Amazon and Uber, which will, in turn, facilitate the growth of gig employment. Gig work typically lacks the legal and social protections of standard employment. Time for the final takeaway, number three. Inequality is not baked into the technology. AI's impact hinges on the policies that governments adopt. It is not the technology itself that determines AI's effects on work, but the choices made by AI researchers, investors, and, perhaps most importantly, policymakers. The United States has focused primarily on creating tech that outperforms humans, not on creating good jobs. In the United States, high taxes on labor relative to taxes on machinery and software create an incentive for businesses to replace workers with automation. To ensure equitable growth and stability, advanced economies must put policies in place that share the costs and benefits of the evolving AI landscape across society. Creation of and access to good jobs should be a prime goal. Three main policy areas will help make all jobs good jobs. First, workers need lifelong education and training to give them access to skilled jobs and labor market policies that help them transition. Second, social benefits and legal protections should cover all workers, including gig workers. And the third policy area is workers who remain in low-wage jobs, many of whom are women and low-education workers, will need income support to ensure a living wage. was a summary of Automation, AI, and Work, an article by Laura D. Tyson and John Seisman. Here's the three takeaways again. Takeaway one, AI is turbocharging the automation of routine jobs. Takeaway two, AI will continue existing automation trends, generating more jobs but fewer good jobs. And takeaway three, inequality is not baked into the technology. AI's impact hinges on the policies that governments adopt.
You've been listening to a summary by Get Abstract. For more summaries on this and related topics, visit our app and website.